Rosh Hashanah is, of course, a day of Malchios. Imu lefanai Malchios, kedei shatam lichune aleichem. Hagam, that our minig, that we only have the full-blown bracha of Malchios in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. The Baal HaMor is of the opinion that Me'ika Hadin really was supposed to daven the nine brachas in each Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Not our minig. But Hagam, that our minig is that we only have the full-blown Malchios with Aleinu, with the Psukim in Musaf. But Reb Chaim used to say that Malchios is the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Nafgemina, that if one omits the phrase Melech al kol ha'oretz in the Chasima, so not only by Musaf, where the bracha of Kedushas Hayom is merged with Malchios, but even by Ma'ariv, by Shachris, by Mincha, by Kiddush, the phrase Melech al kol ha'oretz is Ma'akev. Melech al kol ha'oretz, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Malchios is the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchios. Me'idach Gisa, Ba'abar Pakim Ha'olam Nidon, Rosh Hashanah Koboi Olam, Ovin Lefan of Kivnei Maram. Rosh Hashanah is also a Yom Hadin. Many, many years ago, I heard a shmooze from the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva of Staten Island, where he explained something very, very fundamental in terms of understanding Rosh Hashanah, that these are not sort of two different, independent themes or dimensions, but rather that din is an aspect of Malchios. Hamelech HaMishpat. Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Oretz. One expression of Malchios is that the Melech is done. Melech, Melech Me'imis U'machaya. Ad kan shamati. The truth is, it's very meduyak in the famous Gemara, in the fourth parak. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Malachi Asher Sifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omim Shir Lefanecha Berosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. Omer Lahem, Ef Shom Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. V'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim suchim lefana v'yisrael omrim shira. Din is an expression, an aspect of Malchios. Let's try to understand another aspect of the mitzvah hayom of Malchios. When Yosef recounts his dream to the brothers, so they respond, Hamoloch Timloch Aleinu im Moshal Timshal Banu. There's a famous vort from the Gaon, but the Ibn Ezra already says it also. What's pshat in the pasuk? What's the difference between a melech and a moshel, a king and a ruler? A moshel is someone who imposes his rule. He's not welcomed, he's not embraced by his subjects. He imposes his rule. And that's what the brothers are saying to Yosef, Hamoloch Timloch Aleinu. It will Bitmir, right? The Hey Hasha'ela, Bitmir. Do you think that it can ever come to pass that you'll be molech aleinu? That we will willingly, happily, enthusiastically embrace you as our melech, even if, in mashal timshel banu, even if somehow or other you'll be able to coerce and impose yourself on us, even if in mashal timshel banu, it will never be hamalach timlech aleinu. So malchios means that the melech rules meritzonam hatov of the people. They welcome him. They elevate him. They embrace his malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshel. That's a fact. That doesn't depend upon us. Our mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is not simply to affirm that fact, but to convert Memshala into Malchus. That we joyfully, enthusiastically embrace the Malchus. But how is that possible once we recognize that one element of Malchus is the Din? Ki hu nora v'ayam. Din is something that in our minds we're aware that we're being subjected to. How does a person with joy embrace din, and yet that din is an aspect of Malchus? And that's what Malchus means. It doesn't just mean to acknowledge, to affirm a reality. It means to joyously be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing full well that also entails it's a day of Miyechia Miyomus. So, three possible perspectives. The main one is the third. The Rosh, as you recall, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, discussing the question that goes back to the Gaonim, whether one should, whether one is allowed, whether one should not fast on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'od hevi rav yor raya mehar Yerushalmi v'perikama de Rosh Hashanah, Amar Rabbi Simon k'siv ki migoy godol, Rabbi Chananya v'rav Yeshua, Chad Omer Ezo Uma k'uma zos sheyodas ofyo shel Elokeha. They know the, in quotation marks, the nature, in quotation marks, shel Elokeha, of their God. B'noach sheba'olam odom sheyesh lo din. If a person's in the docket and he's being tried with for possibly a capital charge, lovesh shchorim u'miskaseh shchorim u'megadol zekonu ve'enu chotech tziponov v'fi she'enu yodeh eich dino yotzei. Aval Yisrael enon kein lovshin levonim, misatfin levonim, megalchim zekonim v'chotchim tziponeihem. Ve'ochen v'shosin u'smechen b'Rosh Hashanah, the fish of Yodin, Shakarajbocha, also lahem nisim, Umatez dinam lekaf schus v'karei lehem gzar dinam. So that Yerushalmi is one kosev ashlishi. But the pashtus is that Yerushalmi is referring to the din harabim, not necessarily to the din of every yachid. A second perspective. The Sefer Achinuch writes in the Tamei Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah that it's a tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'amid as bedin on Rosh Hashanah. The alternative to having din on Rosh Hashanah is that we'd only be nidon b'shas misa. The amount, Rachmanu Litzlan, of chatoim, avonos, and pshoim that would accumulate is not a welcome thought to entertain. And it's a chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam holds us to account every year. It minimizes the din. It minimizes our liability, our culpability. But both of those are obviously emes v'yatziv. But kimeduma, in terms of the question we posed, it's the third perspective, which is the main one. Enochanami, one prominent feature of Malchios is din. And Enochanami yitachen that one has a tremendous emas hadin. Is not at all sure which way the din will go. But the avodah of Malchios, Rabbi Osai, is for a person to understand that it's not about me. The avodah of Malchios, the real avodah of Malchios, is for a person to transcend that powerful self-centeredness that we all experience to varying degrees, but to some degree we all experience. A person is at the center of his own universe. The real avoda of Malchios is to be so focused on the Malchios that a person is not thinking about himself. He's not measuring the Malchios by what are its implications for me. He's not measuring the Malchios by what are its consequences for me. He's joining together with the tzibur to joyously be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the level of Malchius to which we aspire on Rosh Hashanah. That's the level of Malchius for which we strive. And ultimately, that's the real kosev ashlishi, which makes it possible to joyously embrace Malchios, albeit that Malchios implies and involves din.